guess my first question is kind of a before all of this. Can you tell us any more about what you found inside the house on Friday?
Well, I think it's already been pretty well explained that we did find blood in the house. More indicatively, what we found was we found a rather large section of the carpet that had been cut out and removed, kind of indicating that maybe somebody was trying to hide something there.
How did Busto Bravo take his own life?
My understanding is it was a hanging.
In the county jail there?
I do not know what facility he was in.
I mean, can you give us a more specific timeline in some of this? When he was apprehended in Colorado?
He was apprehended in Colorado just shortly after 12:30 Central Standard Time. It was in Aurora, Colorado.
What day?
It would have been yesterday, the 2nd.
The afternoon?
Yes.
Is there... I'm not sure if you can tell us any details about their connection with each other. I mean, obviously, they were pipeline workers, but did they have like a relationship outside of that you're aware of? Right?
They were roommates. They lived in the house together.
And so, prior to taking his own life, he admitted his involvement in the disappearance and as to where his body could be located, but he shared nothing else.
Possibly located. Yeah, he gave us some general information that we're working on right now to see if we can locate his body.
So are you treating this as a homicide case?
Yes.
The third roommate who did call this in, did he give any more details as to why something like this could have happened or if there were signs leading up to this at all?
Any disputes or anything like that?
No. No indications of disputes. As a matter of fact, the two gentlemen left the house, the two other roommates, there was four living there altogether. The two roommates left the house about 6:15 in the morning. They indicated that the victim was asleep and that the other gentleman was just up moving around, like, you know, nothing to indicate this would have happened.
Did you find a murder weapon?
No.
Any indication of drugs or alcohol involved in this?
No. Nothing.
Did Busto Bravo indicate at all how Bustamante was killed?
All I know from speaking with the investigators who did the interview was that there was an altercation between the two.
Whereabouts are you looking for the body? Is it in Macomb? Is it in Illinois? Is it somewhere between Illinois and Colorado?
Right now we are focusing on Illinois and in the Macomb area.
Was there any indication as to why he fled to Colorado?
He has connections there, yeah.
Whereabouts in the Macomb area are you looking for the body?
I'd rather not go into that right now.
I mean, what was to indicate that that Francisco Villa wasn't actually who he was? I mean, where in the investigation does it take it to that might lead to discovering something like that?
Immigration was involved, and they apparently must have processed him before his interview, ran his fingerprints, and found out that he was who he was.
I guess at what point did they get involved? If you didn't discover what his real name was?
Well, the U.S. Marshals were involved with working with us, so I'm sure with their task force out there, they probably have an ICE agent attached to them. So probably one of the first things that they did when they got him in there, and I'm just speculating here, is that they probably went to identify him first, and with their database, one of the first things that they do is run him through the automated fingerprinting system that will let them know who they really are. My understanding is that this gentleman had several deportations.
So where is he from?
I'm not completely sure. I can just state Mexico. I don't know what region.
It says Busto Bravo indicated that Bustamante is deceased and revealed the possible location. Was he the one that killed him, or?
He was involved, yes.
Okay. Any information on anyone else who's possibly involved?
Not at this time. The scene doesn't lend to that at all.
What else, Busto Bravo? Tell investigators anything?
He did indicate that he was responsible for cashing Mr. Bustamante's checks, and then went into the details of the homicide.
What sort of details?
I'm not going to go into that right now.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Why don't you want to?
Because it's information that'll be revealed later. This is still an ongoing investigation, so we're tightening up the loose ends and everything. Even though we understand there won't be any prosecution on this, we still have family that want answers, that want their father, they want their husband back. So right now we're just going to continue to work on and try to locate Mr. Bustamante's body so that we can get it back to the family.
You don't have any reason to believe anyone else is involved in this?
No,